welcome to the 200th episode of the 92nd Navigator. This is the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So this week, I want to talk about living for yourself. And so the question to ask is, what is it that you do that you love doing so much that when you're doing it and someone asks you what you'd rather be doing, there is nothing you'd rather be doing? In other words, this is the best thing you could be doing right now. What is that for you? What is that activity, that passion of yours that you love so much? And when I think about my life, for me, it's skiing. Skiing does it for me. It's one of those things. I didn't do it for 5 years in my mid-20s. And then finally at age 25 or 26, I went skiing again. And in the middle of the day, I stopped and I looked around and I realized, I love this. I love this more than anything else in the world. There's nothing I'd rather be doing. And that is what's important to me. And since that time, I've maintained the discipline to keep it going. Every single year, I go on a ski trip. And I did that for years. And my goal was to ski as many places as I could before I died. And I did pretty well. And then I focused in on where I really wanted to be with my family. And then I found a place in the Vail Valley that I just fell in love with. I love the mountain. I love the area. I love the town, everything about it. And so I bought a house. And I did that 7 years ago. And it's been wonderful ever since. And so I've maintained the discipline to go and use that house and to go skiing multiple times a year. And even to this day, I do a boys trip. I get a bunch of buddies together, and we make sure that that twice a year, we go. And I love my family, and I love my wife, but there's no substitute for getting away with your buddies every once in a while. And so I make sure I maintain the discipline to do that. So the key is, sometimes you have to be a little bit selfish. Sometimes you have to think about yourself above everything else. And you have to figure out what those priorities are for you and make sure you commit to making it happen. Now, if you're not listening to the 92nd Navigator on a daily basis, subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desired goals. I just ask for the opportunity to be that person for you. And all it means is a commitment to joining me for a few minutes each day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth, and in through your nose, and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator, number 201, and we will be discussing how life's activities get in the way and how to work around it. But remember, for today, you want to focus on living for you. Think about those things that you are truly passionate about, that you love doing, those things that you're in the moment. And if somebody asks you what you'd rather be doing, there is nothing else you'd rather be doing. I want you to identify what those things are for you and start to think about how you can work them back into your life if you're not doing them as frequently as you'd like.